Alabama Execution Watch. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The state of Alabama working to put convicted killer Alan Miller to death. The U.S. Supreme Court had vacated lower court rulings earlier in the evening that had blocked his execution. Miller, who says he's afraid of needles, claims to have chosen nitrogen hypoxia as his method of death on a state selection form 4 years ago. He argues the state lost his form. Miller was convicted of killing three men during 1999 workplace shootings. His execution window closes an hour from now when the death warrant expires. Hurricane Fiona's outer bands have begun lashing Bermuda as it moves just west of the archipelago. Fiona at Category 4 hurricane strength, now forecast to hit some of the Canadian maritime provinces on Saturday morning. President Biden has issued a federal disaster declaration to help Puerto Rico recover from the storm's impact last Sunday. The president telling Puerto Rico's Governor Pedro Pierluisi,
"We'll do everything we can to meet the urgent needs you have, and we know they're real and they're significant, and we're there. And an old bad joke, I'm from the federal government, I'm here to help. We really are."
The president says the federal government will pay 100% of the cost of debris removal for the first month of recovery. A new report says the amount of money stolen through fraudulent COVID-19 payroll protection program claims is nearly three times higher than was previously thought.
The Labor Department's Inspector General says $45.6 billion was stolen from the country's unemployment insurance program using Social Security numbers obtained from dead people and prisoners. The extent of the damage far greater than first estimated over a year ago, which back then put the number at $16 billion stolen. And the amount of stolen cash could be even more. The IG report says, quote, "Despite the Office of Inspector General's continued efforts to identify potentially fraudulent payments to ineligible claimants, we continue to experience delays in a..."
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. America is listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
Executives from some of the country's biggest banks testified to the Senate Banking Committee Thursday on banking and social programs.
Turns by bankers in 2 days before Congress, Wyoming Senator Cynthia Lummis characterized it as a flogging. There's concern about geopolitical events and markets.
As the world grapples with war in Ukraine, economic volatility, inflation, economic insecurity and climate change, and a pandemic, it has also shown what great companies with the size and scale of J.P. Morgan Chase can do as a source of strength for the economy.
Senators accused the banks of suffering from a credibility crisis, especially at a time of economic uncertainty.
Fox's Chad Pergram at the Capitol. Wall Street Thursday, the Dow dropped 107 points. NASDAQ was down 153. A pipeline company has agreed to pay millions of dollars for spilling oil into the ocean off the coast of California.
A judge has approved a $230 million settlement of a class action suit against All American Pipeline and Plains Pipeline for a spill in 2015. About 142,000 gallons of oil believed to have fouled miles of California beaches, killed hundreds of seabirds, and damaged the local fishing industry. The law firms that filed the suit blame poor maintenance for that spill. The companies agreed to the settlement but aren't admitting guilt. People who believe they may be entitled to some of that money have until the end of October to file a claim. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Russia is escalating its military and political campaign to take over Ukrainian territory. Russian army reservists being rounded up to fight, while pro-Moscow authorities are prepared for a voter referendum starting Friday that could lead to the annexation of four Russian-held regions of Ukraine into Russia. Thursday night football, the Cleveland Browns beat the Pittsburgh Steelers, final score 29-17. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.